Hello, everybody. How's it going? This is teacher Guilherme Randley one more time, and welcome to Easy English Podcast. My lovely friends, this episode will be a little different. Today, I want to tell you about the power of why not. This listening and this podcast is focused for intermediate and advanced students. So if you are not in this level yet, get ready, start preparing, because as soon as possible, you will love to understand this kind of audios. That's the point. So my friends, this thing that I want to tell you today is not wasn't written by a specialist or by somebody who works with that. That's only my opinion about a very important topic that I've been facing for a long time, since I was a kid, actually. My friends, I want to tell you a little about the power of why not. Most of the times, when we are facing different situations in our lives, or when we are facing some problems, when we are dealing with different situations, we used to look at this problem, face it, and decide not to do anything. I know that it looks a little better when you don't have the risk, when you know that you are not going to fail, that you are not going to have any negative resolution because of that. But we need to remember, friends, that most of the times when we don't try doing something, it will come back in a very bad way later. Of course, if you are feeling sad, if you are feeling stressed, and if you are not feeling motivated enough for doing anything, you should see a therapist, you should see a doctor, you should see a psychologist. You need to take care of it. But in most of the cases, thinking about general situation and normal and daily routine activities and habits, we are supposed, friends, to face and do the things. I want to share with you one situation that happened to me a long time ago, and that was when I decided studying law in a university. Since I was a kid, I wanted to be an English teacher. I remember that I had this teacher in the school. He wasn't a very good teacher. He used to be very demanding and to say bad things to the student. He wasn't a motivated guy. And all the time when I saw him, I wanted to make the difference. I wanted to do in a totally different way. I remember that in this time, I started studying English. I registered in a school, I attended many classes, and since then, I've been in love with that language. But I remember that when I was about to get inside of the university, I've thought of going to the English school. I wanted to attend the English university. I wanted to be a former English teacher. But many people around me started to say, "Guilherme, I don't think this is the best option. You are not gonna be happy. Teachers don't make any money. If you wanna be rich, do law, engineering, or go to the doctor, to the medical school." And I was like, "Oh, Jesus, what am I supposed to do? Do I wanna be happy with my career? Or do I want to make money so I can have a family, I can succeed, I can have my dreams and everything?" In that time, I was only 17 years old, and I decided to think about the money. And that's what you think had happened. Exactly. When I was that age, I decided to attend the law school. I've been there for 5 years, and in the end of the course, I gave up. I just find out that this wasn't what I wanted for me. I wanted to be a teacher, and I've done that. The thing is, why not? If I hadn't tried the law school, probably I wouldn't know that that situation wasn't for me. If I had already started in the English university in that time, if I had started my life attending to that university and taking this course, of course I would be thinking about, like, oh my god, should I have done the law school? Should I have attended the law course? What is gonna happen to my life? How were the things going to be different? And now I see that it worth, you know? I'm not a lawyer. I don't want to work with that. I'm a happy English teacher. But I know that if I haven't tried, I would never have this confirmation. So friends, in your life, I know that most of the times you face this type of situations of why not. And my question, not my question actually, and my affirmative is always give it a try. Run the risk. That's the point. I think that life is too short. The situations pass very fast and we need to accumulate lots of experiences. So that's my message for you today. Thank you very much for being here. My friend, remember to share this podcast with your friends, to practice your English. That's it. Goodbye.